Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all the preachings, mood, and his divine form in Goloka Vrindavan, which he is bestowing mercy from there to his associates and dedicated devotees. Everything expressed, plus how much feelings, separation from his divine grace, Lord Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's also we can see in these slokas. It is expression with full pleasant theism of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and conception of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Sri Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami and other Goswamis. And he showed his pastimes as a disciple of Srila Gaurakishordas Goswami. Everything included here. Gauru Gaurasya Sisho Guru Rapi Jagatang Gayatang Gaura Gatha Gauri Gauri Yagosta Sridaganagari Madhavide Gaura Garbhi Gandharva Gaura Baddho Giridhara Parama Preyasang Yugaristho Yatra Chau Tatra Sikram Kripalanayanahi Niyatang Kinkaroyam. This sloka is very ornamental, no doubt, but deep thinking and deeper conception inside there of line as Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu and Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. He was, as a disciple of Gaurakishordas Goswami, shown that, but he was the Jagat Guru. Gauro Gaurasya Sisho, he looking very nice like Mahaprabhu's form, his divine form was like that. You are seeing the Prabhupada's photo here, then you will understand. But he was disciple as Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, that shown. But Jagat Guru, no doubt. Always he is preaching Mahaprabhu's glories as Krishna consciousness from his childhood. He born in the family by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared through prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his family as his son. Bhaktivinoda Thakur given name Bimala Prasad. That time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the administrator and the collector maybe in Jagannath temple. And Prabhupada Srila Saraswati Thakur born in Puri Dham. Now you will see that Sripad Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj's mot, that very place where he born, there is temple now. The temple's history, very nice. Guru Maharaj helped so much for getting that temple. And finally Guru Maharaj was very successful to get that temple in the name of Madhav Maharaj. That time Madhava Maharaj was exalted and wealthy and also big acharya in our society, sampradaya. He is very dear godbrother of Guru Maharaj, and he also stayed with Guru Maharaj so long time in his preaching life. And he had much affection, honor, etc. to Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj honoring him as a volcanic, energetic brahmachari. His energy was too much. Volcanic energy, I heard from Guru Maharaj. That Madhava Maharaj, when wants to take Prabhupada's that birthplace, there was so much difficulty, court case, etc. Long time gone court case. But finally, when Madhava Maharaj was hopeless he will get or not, that time Guru Maharaj was sick, and Madhava Maharaj taken Guru Maharaj from Navadvip to Puri court. Forcefully taken in first class. He taken Guru Maharaj lying down like that. But he told, if you not come, I shall not get it. Then Guru Maharaj went, that sick health, showing sick health, to Puri Dham. And Guru Maharaj realized his case and told, bring one special type of lawyer, and he is that Jayanta Mukherjee. But that day was Jayanta Mukherjee's court in High Court. But Madhava Maharaj said, Jayanta Mukherjee cannot come. Guru Maharaj said, any cost, I want Jayanta Mukherjee. That is, I cannot plead in the court. Then Jayanta Mukherjee, instead of me, he can do this. Only that man can do, and any cost, you bring him. Then Madhava Maharaj bought, given some application to the High Court, etc., etc. Then he brought Jayanta Mukherjee to Puri. Then Jayanta Mukherjee when appeared, and Guru Maharaj given Jayanta Mukherjee some subtle point, this point you plead, and Madhava Maharaj must get this. Then Jayanta Mukherjee pleaded that point, and judge was very satisfied and given in favor of Madhava Maharaj that seva. This is historical matter. Anyhow, when Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur born there, his age may be 6 months, Jagannath Ratha Yatra kam, and Jagannath's wrath stand there 3 days, not going. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur come with that child and touch the lotus feet of Jagannath, then he gone and Jagannath is wrath, gone from there. Jagannath wants to see that boy. Not only that, when Saraswati Thakur born, he is one intestine, nari, umbilical cord, like Brahmin thread. Then everybody think that boy will organize the Brahmin conception. Anyhow, Prabhupada grown very fast, and all the knowledge revealed to him like Acharya Shankar, like Acharya Ramanuj. And everybody understand this boy will be so great Acharya in future. And his nature was very devoted nature. But child, Saraswati Thakur one day have seen in a place one mango, ripe mango. Bhaktivinoda Thakur kept one ripe mango. And his mood of child taken that mango and eaten. To offer to Mahaprabhu, no doubt, but he eaten. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked, where gone that mango? And Saraswati Thakur told, I have taken that mango Oh, I kept it for Mahaprabhu. It is new, newly come in tree, and you taken it. And Prabhupada that day was very unhappy to hear that. And that day he promised, maybe 8 years old boy or 12 years old boy, he promised, I shall not take right mango in my life. And he kept his promise until his disappearance. He had not taken that mango. Anyhow, when he grown fast, 12 years old boy, every day he is chanting, and every day his devotional practices, going under the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every day taking bath, he is doing tilaka and coming to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he knows Bhaktivinoda Thakur is himself, is Mahabhagavat and dear associate of Mahaprabhu, and he is paying dandavat every day to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sastanga dandavat doing, then he is going for his learning. But one day happened, there one Siddha Mahapurush, very famous Babaji, come to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was friend of all, and he is teaching, but friendly. Siddha Babaji, he also coming to see him and from learning from him, like that his position, very nice. He was grihastha, but Siddha Babaji coming to see him and learning from him, it was very unnatural but easy. That day for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anyhow, that Babaji was Sahajiya Babaji. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur chastised him. And Saraswati Thakur knows it. Yeah, he is Sahajiya. That day he come to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and talking. And Prabhupada, after finishing his tilaka, etc., trying to come to pay dandavat to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, have seen that time that there was one Sahajiya Babaji. Then from far, 100 feet far, he paying his dandavat, but looking very young and maybe 14 years old boy, very young and exalted, with tilaka more exalted and white color. Prabhupada's color was like Shaib. Then Prabhupada, when doing dandavat to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that Babaji seen the boy come from far, he is paying dandavat Bhaktivinoda Thakur and gone. Then that Babaji asked to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is that boy, very nice looking and very devoted and pay dandavat to you, but what, why not come to you? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he have one bhav. He must keep himself 100 feet far from Sahajiya. And he is keeping his bhav. You are a Sahajiya Babaji. For that he not come to me. Every day he is coming, but today you are sitting here and he has that bhav, he is keeping himself far from Sahajiya, 100 feet or 100 hand, it is called hand, 150 feet. And Babaji was surprised, this boy taken bhav like this, yes, and this boy will demolish the Sahajiya, he said. And they are talking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur telling straight, but very happily they are digesting with his sweet mood. That was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One Vaishnava compose one poetry about Srila Saraswati Thakur. There he composed Sri Gauranga Parishad Thakur Bhakti Vinod Dinahin Potiter Bandhu Kolitama Vinashite Anilen Abonite Toma Akalanka Purna Indu. You are exalted moon in the sky, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu given us to us for our super spiritual benefit, like you as our guru, Vishwa Guru. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a parshad of Mahaprabhu, and he is so kind to the fallen soul, no doubt. Otherwise we not will get like you and Acharya in our sampradaya, rescue our Acharya. This type of compositions, meanings is this. Anyhow, that Saraswati Thakur, he is studying in a school, Oriental Seminary in Calcutta, but when he filled, it is of all grantha, study in mundane school, not necessary. But he is studying other Sanskrit grammar, Sanskrit kabbo, Vedanta, etc. So many Sanskrit books he studied. And his memory was so sharp. And he can compose nicely. In young age, he was a great Jyotishi also, very great Jyotishi. And he had one newspaper, Jyotirvid, monthly. And there he is preaching Krishna consciousness with Jyotishastra. I have that one book only, Jyotirvid. Anyhow, he studied all the scriptures of the Goswamis under Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his own self. And that time he was very great as a pandit. Everybody knows him. He is very strict brahmachari and great pandit and great devotee of Krishna and smasher of Sahajayism and Mayavad. And many come to debate with him in that young age, and they are all defeated by Saraswati Thakur. And that way Saraswati Thakur become young age as a famous pandit. So once in Midnapur district, there was thousand of pandit. There is also thousand of pandit, mane scholar, Sanskrit scholar, varieties of Sanskrit scholar, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Kabbo, Vyakaran, and Nyaya, many things they are studying. There they make one great big meeting as comparative study about Brahman and Vaishnava. That sabha, that assembly, 10,000 people come, more than 10,000, and all is so learned. And they called Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur that time was sick, swaying sick, and he told to Saraswati Thakur, Saraswati is a title of Jyotishi, Siddhanta Saraswati. He have got this title from Banaras, Saraswati Thakur, as a master of Jyotishi, Siddhanta Saraswati, this title. And everybody telling Saraswati Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, from that time. The Saraswati Bhaktivinoda Thakur told to Saraswati Thakur, you can go and join, I cannot go. You can go to that meeting. And happily Prabhupada went there. And 3 days Prabhupada explained about Brahminism, glorification of the Brahmin. And all the Brahmin was very excited and thinking, oh, how great we are. Then they prayed so much, Sarasvati Thakur, that next 2 days, Sarasvati Thakur glorified the Vaishnavas. Then comparative study, comparative harmony he given in that. Vaishnava is the above all varnasram and everything. Vaishnava is the dear to Krishna. And we are Brahmin, we are also dear to Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya cha. Twice Brahmin is honored in this sloka. And Jagat Hitaya, Krishnaya. Then Govindaya Namo. When he is Govinda, he is under control of the devotee. This way, Prabhupada has given some comparison. And devotee's position is the super. He is shown in that assembly, big assembly. Then Brahmin, non-Brahmin, Shudra, everyone was very attracted with Sarasvati Thakur. And they want to take the feet dust of Sarasvati Thakur and Charanamrita of Sarasvati Thakur. And everybody wants to take Charanamrita, Vaishnava Charanamrita. Was very difficult position that time. Then one very gentle and very intelligent man, he make a big water pot, he bought, and forcefully taken the feet of Sarasvati Thakur and put their pot, and taken Sarasvati Thakur, rescued from that meeting. Otherwise Sarasvati Thakur, that day will die, like that position. And everybody taking that feet, water, Charanamrita. And that was so great, preaching started from that time. I heard from Guru Maharaj, his uncle, he was Guru, as a Vaishnava Guru. But Sahajiya Guru, and that man come from the house of his disciples, going once, 2-3 months, spending in the house to house to house to house of the disciples, and come back. And he told this story. In Mayapur there, Bimala Prasad, Siddhanta Saraswati, he appeared as a greatest enemy of Sahajiyaism and Mayavadism. And everyone very fearful to him. And he always ready to fight, ever ready for fighting with anyone. Then Guru Maharaj asked his uncle, but no one can defeat him? And that Guru said, no, cannot defeat anyone. Very sadly, no one can defeat him. Then that Sarasvati Thakur, living in the Mayapur, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered the Mayapur, Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And he purchased one piece of land, that is now Chaitanya Math. And given that name, Brijapattan. And he is living in a muddy brick house. That brick house, but made by mud, not cement. And there he is living, he is studying all these scriptures, he is writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita Tika, Chaitanya Bhagavat Bhashya, Chaitanya Charitamrita Amrita Prabhava Bhashya, composed Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Anubhashya, composed by Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhagavad Tika, many things he is writing from there. And Sajjana Toshini Patrika was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's monthly magazine, and he taken charge of that Sajjana Toshini Patrika and preaching from there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur day by day going older, and one day Bhaktivinoda Thakur called to Saraswati Thakur, I want to give charge to you whole Mayapur with Jogapit temple, and you will manage everything. And Saraswati Thakur was very renounced mentality. He told to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is so heavy for me to maintain this property, temple, etc. I cannot do, Prabhu. You give to other brothers. Prabhupada have so many brothers. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a little disturbed. And he told, oh, Saraswati Thakur, if you not will spend your blood for Mahaprabhu, he wants to be Mayavadi. And it is heated so much, Saraswati Thakur. If you cannot serve to Mahaprabhu, cannot spend your life, cannot spend your blood for Mahaprabhu, what will do with your body, with your mind, your everything? Take trouble for Mahaprabhu. It is troubleful, I know, but take trouble for Mahaprabhu. Spend your blood for that. Otherwise, what he wants to be? He wants to be Mayavadi. And it is Saraswati Thakur, and he told, as you like, I shall do that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur given whole charge of Mayapur. And Saraswati Thakur continuing that property and doing, serving that, and from that time he is taking in Brahmachari, Bimala Prasad, Siddhanta Saraswati is Brahmachari name. Then he deepest way tried to preach Mahaprabhu's conception. And he organized the Tridanda Sannyas. It is existing within Vaishnava society in Ramanuj Sampradaya. And he bought that Tridanda Sannyas in Bengal. Before it was not in Bengal. Not only that, he organized Srimad Bhagavatam conception, Bhagavat conception. And there is etang samasthaya paratmanishtham upasitang purvatamair mahadvi ahang darishyami drantha paragatamo mukundangiri nishevayaiva. In this sloka, Tridanda Sannyas, it is very prominent way come out, and Prabhupada organized that Tridanda Sannyas. And after taking sannyas, he is taking some disciples, started to preach. And there is so many disciples, not so many, but there was giant Paramananda Vidyaratna and Parbat Maharaj, and few of them they joined, Kunjubihari Vidyabhushan. And when Kunjubihari Vidyabhushan come, that day was disappearance day of Gaurkishadas Babaji Maharaj. He come to give news to Prabhupada that Babaji Maharaj disappeared. But when he have seen Kunjubihari Vidyabhushan coming, and he is coming from Mayapur, before he heard maybe some way, and he is coming to Navadvip, in the way he has seen Kunjubihari Vidyabhushan, and he given that news, and Prabhupada's feeling was that the Babaji Maharaj taken in the form of my disciple, he come as Kunjubihari Vidyabhushan. And for that he have much affection for Kunjabihari Vidyabhushan Prabhu. Later he become Kunjabihari Vidyabhushan. Anyhow, from that time Prabhupada was too much attracted with the energy of Kunjabihari Vidyabhushan Prabhu and Paramananda Prabhu and other few. The foolish, intelligent, many varieties type of disciples he had. Anyhow, then Prabhupada organized Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, what organized Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he make Navadvip Dham Pracharini Sabha. And he make president, permanent president, king of Tripura. Prabhupada few months was in Tripura as a tutor of king of Tripura. Few months. And after seeing Prabhupada is moved, king of Tripura said, "You are Mahapurush actually. You are showing your character like this as a teacher. I am giving up your service with full pension." And that pension coming to Mahaprabhu's as a donation. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur make Tripura Maharaj as president of Navadvip Dham Pracharini Sabha. And every year it is happening, and Prabhupada was their chairman, organizer. And later Prabhupada, when giving sannyas to his disciples, many, that time he organized Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. And that Raj Sabha still we are continuing as form in Navadvip Chaitanya Saraswati Math. That is Guru Maharaj after Prabhupada, when many sannyasi come out from Mayapur, Guru Maharaj organized that in Chaitanya Saraswati Math, Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. You will see, or Gaudiya Darshan, there you will see that everything about Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha every year. Anyhow, Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj initiated Prabhupada, but he did not want to initiate Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur. And when Sarasvati Thakur heard from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he is his guru, he very much attached with Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj and asking his initiation, but Babaji Maharaj do not wants to give easily. That is, Babaji Maharaj is not making disciples. But that time Prabhupada's feelings was like that as Narottam Thakur. The Loknath Goswami do not wants to initiate anyone. But Narottam Thakur, through his service, he satisfied his guru Loknath Goswami, and he is the only disciple of Loknath Goswami. And was very renounced mentality, and Babaji Maharaj was like Raghunath Das Goswami. This was Vairagya of Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when told he is your guru, he wants to take initiation, but Babaji Maharaj hesitating. Finally Babaji Maharaj, defeated by Sarasvati Thakur, and initiated him. Then Sarasvati Thakur preaching. And when Babaji Maharaj disappeared, heard from Kunja Babu, Prabhupada immediately come there and have seen so many Sahajiya Babaji. There are hundred of Sahajiya Babaji. That is, Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was famous Siddha Mahapurush in Vrindavan and Navadvip, both places. And Babaji, they wants to try to take his divine form and wants to make some money through that. Give samadhi and Siddha Mahapurush samadhi, many pranami will come, many help will come from outside. Then Sahajiya Babaji wants to take his body. But when Sarsa Thakur went there, and police also, many police came that time. Yeah, Babaji, they are quarreling, who will take his body? Then Sarsa Thakur went there, and seeing Sarsa Thakur, all Babaji was very afraid and angry. Then Sarsa Thakur told to the Babaji, why you are quarreling with my Gurudeva's body? You are all inauspicious and all offended to Mahaprabhu. Get out from here. But they do not want to be get out. And the police officer said, there Babaji, they will get his body, it is natural. Why you are disturbing to Babaji? Prabhupada said, there all is sinner and all is offended to the Vaishnava, all is Sahajya and no one is pious here. Then that police officer said, but if they will claim, they will get it by law. Then Sarsa Thakur said, they cannot claim in front of me. Then Sarsa Thakur declared, if anyone is a pious man here, he can touch the body of Babaji Maharaj. Otherwise he must go to hell. And Babaji all was afraid. Then declared Sarsa Thakur, if anyone not met with illegal sex, he can 1 month. 1 month not met with illegal connection, he can touch this body. Many gone. Then he told 15 days who not met with woman, he can touch this body. Then 10 days, then 5 days, then Prabhupada said, who not met with any woman last night, he can touch. They are all gone. And police officer was surprised. Why they believe you? Then Prabhupada said, they must believe me, they knows me. I am not give up easily to them. They knows me. Then they all come and Prabhupada taken that divine form of Babaji Maharaj and Prabhupada given samadhi in the canyon. Still Babaji, they are quarreling with our group. Then Ganges one day come and taken whole samadhi of Babaji Maharaj in Ganges. Rainy winter, what season? Rainy season. Ganges was so powerful and taken samadhi of Babaji Maharaj. And when Ganges taking some whole thing, before that somebody told to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada went there and taken something from Samadhi Mandir, and he made new Samadhi in Mayapur, bank of Radha Kunda. You have seen that Babaji Maharaj's Samadhi. Then Prabhupada started to preach. Babaji Maharaj said to Prabhupada not to go to Calcutta. There, that is Kalisthan. And Prabhupada think this is indication for me for preaching there. And he come, and Kunja Babu bought him. Kunja Babu and Yashodanandan Prabhu and Haripada Vidyaratna, three Grihastha Bhakta, they bought Prabhupada and given one room, upstairs room for Prabhupada, and the Grihastha Bhakta living downstairs. This way Prabhupada started to preach. Number one, Ultadingi Main Road. This was his preaching, first preaching. Then after gradually so many great personality joined with Prabhupada Sarsa Thakur, and Bhag Bhajar Gauri Amat made. Guru Maharaj joined in number one Ultadingi Main Road. It is long history of Prabhupada's life, but I am now making some shorter. Then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur preach all over India and make 64 ashram center for preaching Krishna consciousness. And so many places where went Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, that so many places he make Padopit and organize puja. And few of that place, Guru Maharaj, by order of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he organized that Padopit ashram. Not ashram actually, Padopit temple. We have seen many. Then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, after giving diksha to Guru Maharaj, he sent for discover Ramananda Rai's place, where Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu met. Prabhupada sent to Guru Maharaj, you discover that, and given Guru Maharaj's name Ramananda Das. And Guru Maharaj went there in Godavari bank of Godavari, and Prabhupada said, you make there one ashram, and that is Ramananda Gauriya Math in Kabbhur. Guru Maharaj organized that ashram, and Guru Maharaj, by order of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he preached in Delhi. That time he was brahmachari in Delhi, Kurukshetra, Ambala, and Allahabad. In Allahabad, Guru Maharaj met with Srila Aisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and they become both very good friends. And Swami Maharaj, when transferred his business in Bombay, and Guru Maharaj also went for preaching in Bombay, and Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, helped Guru Maharaj for preaching. This is their preaching news. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he organized 64 ashram. And before that, when he organized, it is long before, organized Navadvip Dham Parikrama. That time all the Goswami, Aul, Baul, Katta Bhaja, Nera, Darbe, Sai, Sahajiya, Sakhi Bheki, Santo, Jad Goswami, Otiwari, Churadhari, Gauranga Nagari, they all was against of Saraswati Thakur, and they wants to kill Saraswati Thakur. That time Saraswati Thakur organized Navadvip Dham Parikrama, and all the Goswamis wants to kill him. Not only kill him, his party wants to demolish the party. You have seen Puramatala, and very congested area, and narrow street, and in the roof they are keeping brick stone. And when Navadvip Dham Parikrama party from Mayapur come in Paramatala, they throw that stone. And they are throwing to Prabhupada. That time Prabhupada somewhere saved by Keshava Maharaj. Prabhupada do not know all the way, but Keshava Maharaj knows. And he taken and went to some gentleman's house and changed his dress and taken Prabhupada to Chapahati by close cart, horse cart. And Gosai Maharaj was like a goat to Prama. They are cutting the goat, and they take Gosai Maharaj wants to cut his head. And then someone knows him as a Goswami. He also was Goswami, born Goswami. Then leave him. Oh, he is our Goswami. But give him some teachings and leave him. And many was great devotee, too much trouble. And there was one elephant with them also. An elephant become pagal. Like that, many things happen. Then Navadvip Dham Parikrama. And Navadvip was passioned the place. That time all people 90% people was passioned. And that Sakhi Babu said to Guru Maharaj, this is a Pashanda place and you make ashram here and you rectified that Pashanda. It is truth. There was three leaders in Navadvip and they was all Pashanda Sartha Pandit, great Pandit. They come lastly to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj through his preaching in that Navadvip. Now what Navadvip you are seeing, it is preaching of Guru Maharaj's influence. Before Guru Maharaj, that Navadvip town was great anti-Vaishnav place. And there are so many Sahajiyas, they are under control of the Goswamis, under control of Smartha, Shakta. But no one was there Vaishnav. And still it is going in Navadvip, in the showing the Rasa Leela. If you went in Rasa Leela time, Krishna's Rasa Purnima, there you will see in Navadvip, there Krishna not doing any Ras. There Ras doing Mother Kali, Mother Durga, Mother Saraswati, Mother Ganges, many, but not Krishna's Rasa Leela. But when Guru Maharaj manifested his Chaitanya Saraswati Math and time to time making some meeting with that citizens, and citizens have much respect for Guru Maharaj. There is two causes. One is Guru Maharaj born in their family, Shakta family. Guru Maharaj's family is not Vaishnava family. That is Shakta family. They are eating meat, eating fish, etc., etc. And but they are strong and Brahmin. And all the relatives, almost all relatives living in Navadvip.